This episode of The Compendium is sponsored by Home & Brew, your source for handcrafted and exotic tabletop gaming gear. Welcome to The Compendium, a resource designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing.
So let's talk about what you can do now that it's your turn, right? There are two of the most common things that you can do on your turn, which is your action and your move. Okay, so your action is like the main big thing you're going to do. This most commonly is stuff like swing your sword, cast a spell, that kind of stuff. If you look at most spells, it'll say casting time, one action. So that's your one action you get. There's very few things in the game that will give you more actions. Spells usually are magic items, but you get one action. And then you get your move, where you can move your distance up to your speed. And so if you look at your character sheet, you've got at the very top there typically is your speed, which will say like 30 or 25 or 20, or if you're a monk, it'll say like 80. And that's how many feet you can move in your 6 seconds, along with everything else that you can do, like taking mm-hmm. your action. And then there's something called a bonus action. A bonus action may or may not exist. It's like an electron. You can know where it is or how fast it's going, but not both, and unless you have a Heisenberg compensator. Never mind. Anyway, so if you have a feature that gives you something to do with a bonus action, then you can use it in a bonus action. So it's like this briefest of moments is so quick. And there's some spells that have a casting time of bonus action. Or if you'll read in like the fighter description, it says that as a bonus action, you can take a second wind or you get some health back. So if you have a feature or a spell or something that lets you do something as a bonus action, then on your turn during that round, you have a bonus action to spend.
Now, can I ask, with the action and the bonus action, does one always have to come before the other? I mean, I assume bonus, it means you've done one, so you get an extra one. But can you do a bonus action first and then do like move or do something else and then follow up with your action? Or does it always have to go action, bonus action?
No. So with all three of these main kinds of actions you can take during your turn, your move, your action, your bonus action, for the most part, there is no set order that they have to happen. Now, there are some triggers to a bonus action that say if you attack with a melee weapon that's light and you're holding another melee weapon that's light, then you may also, as a bonus action, make an attack. So some bonus actions have prescripted triggers like that. And then you do have an order implied. But for the most part, it doesn't matter. You could cast a spell like Hunter's Mark as a bonus action, move 20 feet, attack with your bow as your action. You're like, oh, I still have 10 feet of movement left, and then move back 10 feet. So you can mix and match for the most part in any order that you want.
Okay. And then the last action that's not really an action, but I want to throw in there is free actions. I don't know if there's actually a term for them, but those things that maybe don't fall into either category. And for my group, a lot of times this will look like, can I just like shout out to him, we mean you no harm?
Yeah, exactly.
Like certain things where I'm just like, okay, sure, I will give that to you for a free action. I'm not going to make you take your 6 seconds to yell this out. I feel like you could yell that out while you're moving or something else is happening. So there are, is that technically a thing or is that just like a universally accepted
idea? So, yeah, typically things that are inconsequential or are not going to really change the course of combat, like yelling at someone, watch out, you know, or to taunt them or something, is a free action. And I don't think free actions are really even listed in the player's handbook or the Dungeon Master's Guide. Typically, those little things are seen as things that are included in another action, right? So one of the examples that they give in the book is that you can communicate however you want through utterances, gestures, as you take your turn, you know? So if, you know, you're going to use your, a wand or something and you also work, like, want to do a little flourish and like flip it and catch it and something, like that's just part of the action of doing it. So there are free actions kind of hidden in there, but typically if it's going to be free, it's not going to count as anything mechanically wise in combat. Now, you said there was only one more thing.
With actions.
Well, there is a reaction action.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right. So I know. Now,
fair enough.
What Casey, you're probably thinking is it's not an action because it doesn't happen on your turn.
Mm-hmm.
Or typically doesn't happen on your turn. So it's not something that you can just pick, because reactions almost exclusively, I think, are something that happen on someone else's turn and they have a trigger. Okay.
Right.
The most common reaction is an opportunity attack. And so in this chaotic tumult of all these people doing all these things in 6 seconds, if someone tries to move away from you in combat and they're not being careful, everyone's kind of looking for a chance to get in a cheap shot. And so if someone moves away from your threatened area, your reach basically, which is typically 5 feet, you can spend your reaction, and you only get one of them, to make a melee attack and hit them with an attack. And then they can, after that's resolved, they can continue to move away unless something prevents them. But that's it. That's your one reaction to do that. There are some spells that are reaction, like the spell Shield. When someone attacks you and it succeeds, you can cast Shield as a reaction to bump up your AC, which maybe might make it a failure and you'll take no damage. Mm-hmm. And so a reaction is always going to interrupt what was ever happening once the trigger has been activated. And so you have the option to do that, but you only get one reaction per round. So after everyone's gone, you know, it's your turn again in that round. Now you have a reaction again that you can spend to do other things like that. So those are your basic four: your action, your bonus action, your move, and your reaction.
Thanks for tuning into the compendium this week. I hope that you enjoyed listening into Jason and I's conversation. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already done so, so that you're the first to know every time a new episode publishes. We push out content every Tuesday and Friday, unless you're a patron, in which case you get that content a day early. And if you want more information in between episodes, look us up on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can find us by searching for The Compendium, and that is COMPENDM. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next time.